Hello and welcome to the July 2nd edition of Not GFW Radio. Our usual host and editor-in-chief Jeff Green is out on a three-week vacation, and Sean Elliott is tending to other business and cannot be here today.
Wow.
So you are stuck with me, Ryan Scott, this week.
Man, I think your vocal output has like shot up 6,000% already.
Awesome. With me today is Anthony Gallegos.
Yes.
And
wearing an awesome shirt I'm so jealous of.
Yeah.
You're wearing a Guild of Calamitous Intent shirt.
Hells yeah.
That's possibly the best shirt ever.
Super limited.
And also with me is Terry Scooter Nguyen.
Hi. I'm a win-win situation of my own.
Yeah, newly re-employed one-up editor.
Indeed. I am Dennis Dyack's nightmare.
Awesome.
I'm the previews guy. He hates me more than everyone else.
So, as Jeff might say, we have a lot to talk about. We have the big Diablo 3 announcement.
Jesus. Yep, and, Diablo 3.
How was
more,
that?
More clicking.
Break it down for us.
There's a lot of clicking. There's a lot of hacking, slashing, colors. Lots of colors. People don't like colors, apparently.
I've heard it described as the skeleton click game. That's how I've heard it broken down, skeleton click.
I would say
that was Sean's reductive analysis.
I would say a skeleton click with lots of like green and orange and red, and it doesn't look Diablo enough, according to the petition.
When they announced that shit, though, were people in the audience, did they? Like game journalists who are normally like
reserved and cynical.
Yeah, did they start whooping and stuff like that?
Well, no, not even before the title, but when they're like strumming the like weird banjo version of the main theme, and all of a sudden you realize what it was, and it's like, oh my god! Except in like French and German and English and I don't know, Uzbekistani, I guess, maybe.
Red. But this isn't just an event for press, right? There's like
It's called the Worldwide Invitational, so it's kind of like the European version of BlizzCon, which I guess also was kind of the American version of the Korean Worldwide Invitational. But basically, if you're a Blizzard fan, you pay money to go to this place and just like play games, check them out. You also, actually, I think the funniest line was the fact that the longest line in this whole thing was a line to the Blizzard store. So after paying money to go to get a ticket and paying money to get to this particular part in Paris, people were standing in line to give Blizzard more money.
Yeah. Did you get any shit?
There wasn't as cool shit because what Milky and I both, and actually, no, Milky told me about it. I can't remember, but I remembered it more when Sean Malloy actually pointed them out in person at BlizzCon. Whereas these awesome little Murloc figurines that come in like a nice set, they didn't even have those. It was like mostly a lot of the same stuff that they had at BlizzCon, which I didn't buy the first time. And I think the only new thing was that there's a Diablo 3 shirt that was like unveiled.
That's what I was gonna
after
ask.
Diablo. It was like, it was funny when you actually look at the, there's like order meant you order like a menu style. Like they actually give you a form that you tick off what you want. You know, so you can like decide on your way to actually the time, the moment when you get to the line to like tell the cashier what you want. And actually, I realized that in version 1, you know, there'll be like 52 items, but items 10 and 11 were missing. It's just it went like item 9, StarCraft shirt. Item 12, like World of Warcraft shirt. After Diablo 3 got announced, like
those are their unannounced things.
What? But so after Diablo 3 got announced, all of a sudden order menu version 2.0 came out, and it says like, you know, Diablo shirt men's and Diablo shirt women's. So those are the new things for the store.
What was the largest shirt size that they had for Diablo shirts? Like how many X's?
Let's see. I'm trying to think. It probably was safely around 3, I think. I don't think we quite hit indeed, you know, the couch fatty 4 or above yet. I think 3 is a nice conservative.
It sent flashbacks to Ryan's mom's closet.
What? Oh, dang. Did you have to bring that up here?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, there was also the StarCraft board game, which was like 125 euros, which makes it like a $250 board game. I'm like, holy shit, is there like space rocks in this or something? But I don't know, there's a lot of same shit that I saw in like BlizzCon, but for a lot more money because the euro is really powerful compared to the dollar.
Did they give out another goodie bag with another World of Warcraft mini pet?
There was a pet, but I haven't checked. I haven't followed up on it lately, but I did know that as of the weekend, the pet wasn't quite implemented because there's all these people like, WTF, where my pet at? Where my miniature? See, I don't even know what the pet is because it can't be a Diablo because they already have a miniature Diablo. So it could be, I don't know, a freaking like
maybe it's a mini
sandworm.
Angel.
Mini angel.
Yeah, you know what?
You would actually be kind of cool. I'm going to be disappointed if it's not a miniature angel now. But I haven't decided which character to put because I think the pets are usually, for these events, are only like assigned to one character. And I just have to decide which one to give it to whenever I decide to renew it. But Goodie Bag came with that. Came with like the collectible card game. You know, if you like playing Magic, but with like actual like Strom, Thurngard, the orc instead of whatever Magic orcs that have in Magic the Gathering. A little figurine, which actually I should bring to the office to decorate the one, to be my one little decoration on the desk, I guess, until I actually get a real office.
Oh, you got decorations, though, since you're sitting in Sean Malloy's old office. True. He left shit behind.
True, actually, so. As you commented, I have like a lot of WoW stuff and like a nice bottle of wine as well to go along with my WoW playing.
Yeah.
To be the sophisticate and regular, like, you know, advertiser for all the other people that were at the Worldwide Invitational stuff, and a backpack that says Blizzard Worldwide Invitational 2008 Paris.
Did you actually get to see, like, I don't know, all I've seen is the theatrical trailers and like the gameplay footage that they released. Like, is that all you guys got to see there too, or did they actually go like?
Yeah, there's. I'm assuming the footage you saw is probably snippets from the long. Do you see the long like 20-minute demo?
I saw like a 12-minute demo or something like that.
Yeah, there's like a long structured demo where like guys like I'm a barbarian, I'm gonna start and he just runs through a dungeon, fights some dudes, and goes outside, fights some more dudes, and gets like killed by stuff. That's pretty much like the main presentation that they had. They had a lot of panels and stuff, but there wasn't much more game. Like the only bits of gameplay that was shows like when they were discussing like this is why we make this fireball into a fire bomb because that's different apparently, and then they would show like the guy throwing a firebomb, like yep, that's what he's doing, he's throwing a firebomb at guys, or here's a monster being poisonous, yep, that's a monster being poisonous. So it's just snippets, but nothing really more than what you people already seen.
So did they like show any crazy World of Warcraft stuff there, like here's Diablo
on? I mean, they did have playable StarCraft 2 and Wrath of the Lich King. StarCraft 2 was literally like the same build that the press had played a couple months earlier. The only real difference was that they added like AI difficulty. Like you could play against easy Zerg or medium human or hard Protoss. But that's literally the only difference I saw. Wrath of the Lich King was pretty much the same as what the press saw at another event. The main difference is there was playable Death Knights, but it was actually not an ideal situation because they were level 55, and every freaking computer I played them on, either the person had dies, they had red sickness, and would like, you know, be punching like wolves for like 22 damage with their bare hands, or they broke all their equipment. I'm like, man, you got the shit kicked out of you so many times that almost half my skills as a Death Knight were not usable because it said requires melee weapon, and all my weapons were broken. So basically my thing is saying like, man, Europeans are lame at being Death Knights because every Death Knight I played was like either dead or broken.
Did they have their own food at the Invitational? Like I'm imagining like they served a crocolisk sandwich or something.
No, see, that stuff is at the Blizzard cafeteria at their headquarters. But I just think it's your normal overpriced European food. But at the Blizzard Cafe, they do have like themed food, which is actually cheaper and I think technically better than the food I've had at the EA Cafe. But I don't know what it is. That's because of LucasArts Cafe. I have a friend who works at YouTube, but I still have yet to actually eat at the YouTube Cafe. But I heard the YouTube Cafe is pretty awesome.
How come we don't have a cafe? We just have some crappy Pete downstairs.
And you know what? At least the IGN Future area, they have the Hitachi Cafe, which is one of the worst cafes I've eaten at, dude.
We got like amazing dining opportunities all around us, though.
Yeah, we do. That's
like,
when you
like Flames. Or Lee's Chinese food restaurant, the place Sean refers to as Hobo Fingers.
Oh, God.
So. Yeah, those places are better than Hitachi Cafe that both Future and IGN have access to, I guarantee you.
So, work at Ziff for the lunch options.
So
indeed.
So, you've been super busy for us. You went to the Diablo thing, but right before that...
I went to Vegas to shoot some guns.
Are you serious?
For SOCOM.
Oh, okay.
I got like it's not as bad, but I do have some marks on my arm from the sniper rifle that they let me shoot.
I heard there was some dude from IGN there, at this event I recently went to. I don't know his name. So, but he was complaining that he shot like the 50 cal and it totally fucked up his arm for like the next week or something like that.
Yeah, the SEALs gave us like three different kinds of assault rifles, two shotguns, two pistols, a couple submachine guns, a grenade launcher, and two different kind of sniper rifles. What was crazy is because I learned about guns is from video games, so I made some comment like, oh yeah, this sniper rifle, is this like the anti-vehicle one? And the Navy SEAL was like really happy I apparently knew that. He's all like, hell yeah, I'm going to show you what I use against people. And like, he killed me the anti-personnel one. I was like, yeah, that'll split a guy open like a watermelon if you hit him. I'm like, so, wow, that's kind of
sounds
creepy.
Terrifying.
So they were cool? Like they weren't like looking down on you?
No, actually they were really, I mean, the guy with the sniper rifle was a little bit on the like, I'm really happy about shooting things job, but everyone else actually pretty chill. I think some of the guys were actually kind of a background assistant, like, well, I've shot other guns before, just not anything this nice, but they weren't like, probably I guess the last time there was a Navy SEAL event, they were like really kind of looking down and like annoyed, being real aggro all the time, and they kind of dealt it bad. They were a little more chill. They're like, oh yeah, you want to, let's just shoot some stuff down the target range for fun.
Did you fire a grenade launcher while you were there?
I did fire a grenade launcher. It was a flare grenade launcher because they weren't allowed to use like high explosive rounds in the middle of the desert.
Okay, but
stuff. But I almost hit a car.
I was gonna say, would you have made a good shot? Is what I'm.
No, I realized that as decently I'm a sniper in any game, man, I cannot be a sniper to save my life in real life. Because the guy told me, like, go look at like that bush. Go look at that bush with that rock. I'm like, I don't even see what bush you're talking about, dude. It all looks brown. You're telling me to find something green. And then when I actually made the shot, I like couldn't see what I was shooting. I'm like, I have no idea if I hit the target or not. Like, see, Jack Thompson and all those people, they are not mercenaries. Because, man, I cannot shoot to save my life. And that thing, I barely hit the target at close range with like an MP5, which is designed to spit out a whole bunch of bullets really fast at short range. I like barely hit a target with that one.
All right. When the zombie evasion occurs, we're not going to give you a gun.
Yeah, dude, I'll probably hit a sword.
For the last line of defense.
So what was this for SOCOM?
Yeah. And then before that was the GFW event, I think. Or it's around the same time. There was
I heard they had some good stuff there.
Yeah, like, you know.
Zoo Tycoon?
Kung Fu Panda.
Oh.
Kung Fu Panda and WALL-E were two of their highlight titles. And I noticed, like, WALL-E had the two cute girls working the booth. So that people would actually maybe go out on a limb.
So WALL-E was their high-profile title?
It was
pretty good.
It was listed on, like, the whole flyer they had for it looked like the front of a classic movie theater, and that was one of the movies listed on the marquee. Like, was, like, WALL-E, Kung Fu Panda.
Was Red Faction Guerrilla actually there?
Was what?
Because it was listed on that same poster, but I don't remember seeing it there.
No, there was no Red Faction, not that I saw anyways.
All right.
The coolest games that they had... Like, and it was funny, too, because they had, like, a Stalker-type demo going on, but since it wasn't, like, a Games for Windows thing, they had it, like, shoved in a back room.
There was a tech demo to show, like, why a $600 video card is cool.
Yeah.
That same video card makes it awesome when you, like, want to drop a cloth onto a round object, but according to that
physics demo. That's the thing, though. Yeah, the big thing they were showing, though, was, you know, like, how NVIDIA, like, acquired a Gia Physics or whatever. They were showing like how even with a single good card or with two cards running in SLI, you could dedicate one GPU to just do physics, like unlike anything you could do right now. So they showed like soft bodies added to like Unreal 3. So like they had this tech demo where it was like this gigantic worm monster, and as it would come after you, the door would be like way smaller than the monster was, so the thing would have to like squish through the doorway, like its musculature would have to kind of slide through. Just seeing potential like that for games. He said it'll be a couple years, though, before we actually see.
Yeah, what's nice
like
is that
implemented.
If I understood the way they said it correctly, like, you could kind of designate any card you had. So, like, even if you bought a new NVIDIA card, you don't know what to do with the old one, you could have the old one just be your physics card.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. Though the demo machine they had, it literally was, like, I think it was, like, three or four cards, because there's two cards SLA for the graphics rendering and one card for the physics. I'm like, holy crap, you're going to, like, run a small, like, nuclear plant in your house just to, like, have, you know, cloth fall on, like, some alien's face better in the game?
Mean, it was a tech demo.
Yeah. So, I mean, did it look like something that could be cool?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I mean,
the
like...
physics they showed, like...
They showed, like, a physics-modified version of UT3 where, like, walls could, like, collapse and shit.
And you could shoot out cover and stuff like that. And that was, like, something they said that people could get right now. Like, that's available right now to play UT3 like that.
Nice.
So, I mean... But like they said, it'll be a while before developers actually like implement it. But it's better than like the old alternative solution of like having to buy a physics card, which no one was ever going to do.
Yeah. Right. Well,
so now, like we said earlier, like, hey, that actually is something to do with like your old video card rather than like try to sell on Craigslist for like, an exchange for like a basket of watermelons or something, which I actually did kind of do once.
Specifically for watermelons.
I actually sold a fridge for watermelons.
Right.
In Berkeley.
That sounds about right. But other games that they had there, like...
Space Siege
is the only one they had that was PC exclusive. Like, other non-PC
exclusive. No, well, Colonization, sadly.
Oh, that's right. But Colonizations is like an expansion pack rather than like...
It's this weird... Game. It's that weird thing, like, it uses... It's because you don't need Civ 4 because it totally is its own game, but it's not quite. It's
like based in the Civ 4 engine, but it's like a throwback to an old
It's like a sequel to like 1994's like Sid Meier game about colonizing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so other than that, they had like Bionic Commando playing with an Xbox 360 controller.
Wait, is this the new one or the...
This is the new Bionic Commando, yeah.
Yeah. Not the redone...
Rearmed.
Yeah, the actual Bionic Commando. And they had DMC 4.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, I played this when I had a gamepad and achievements.
And then they also had COD 4, COD 5.
No, COD World at War.
Oh yeah, COD World at War. Not playable. Just you could watch a person play.
You could watch a guy get his eye put out with a cigar.
And they had Ghostbusters there as well that you couldn't play, but you could check out. Which actually, I was surprised looked kind of cool. I don't know.
That doesn't sound bad. I wish there were more. No, I mean, just the whole lineup sounds, you know, not quite as embarrassing.
Well, see, it's interesting how they would like they probably talk about like, yeah, Crisis Warhead has come exclusive and they don't have it there.
Right. I mean, I don't know. That'll probably be a GFW game. Crisis was so. Yeah. But yeah. I mean, it was just like, I just don't know if it was like a timing thing or some people are holding out for E3 or what. But like, besides Space Siege, I mean, Space Siege did look cool, though, for people that like Dungeon Siege and Dungeon Crawlers.
Since apparently a whole bunch of people in Paris like Dungeon Crawlers, because that's what friggin' Paris Invitational is about.
Right, but. I mean, PC games, like especially like that, sell really well over there. And this one's totally got all the things from Dungeon Siege, except you can...
Is there still a pack mule? Or is it a pack robot?
No, it's totally actually different. You don't get a party in a way. You only get yourself and one other character, and that's it. And then you modify yourself with cybernetics. So the whole game is a question of how much of your humanity will you sacrifice to succeed, to save humanity. It's
Shadowrun.
It's an age-old question.
So what happens when you're like, you know, everything except like your knuckle is a robot?
Yeah, that's the thing. You can max it out. It'll change the ending, supposedly. There's multiple endings depending on how human you are. So not to be confused with too human, which I hear is...
Not enough human.
It's kind of a similar way. So yeah, that's the alternate name for Space Siege.
Huh. So that comes out...
Soon-ish.
Next month, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it seems cool. I mean, those guys have definitely made good games like that in the past. And it was definitely looking really good. I don't know. And it's not all totally dice rolls like it used to be. You can actually, like, take some initiative and dodge shots that are coming at you and stuff, as opposed to, like, this arrow will hit you because the numbers have crunched it and said it will. So.
Huh.
But, yeah, I'm trying to think what else was there.
Is it like, an actual Space Siege? Are there, like, lots of big things in space sitting around just shooting big cannons at other things?
No, it all takes place on one gigantic ship. But the ship is like a gigantic world ship, so there are varied environments like parks and stuff like that, greens and stuff, you know, it's
parks,
not all.
Parks and greens.
Well, I'm saying, yeah, so they wanted to be like, there's like jungle parts and stuff like that, because it's like a world ship, not just like...
Is there an ice part of the ship? Is there a lava part of the ship?
I would not at all be surprised if that turned out to be the case.
Who would green light a lava part of the ship? Like, you know what, this ship needs this lava room.
That's like where it gets its energy.
But one of the cooler things about the show is actually talking to the dude that's in charge of all the devices that they make, because they were handing out Microsoft Sidewinder.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. The mouse with weights.
Yeah. So the guy was telling me, like, he totally wants to give some of us a tour sometimes of, like, their aisle of misfit controllers that they, like... Because he said there's a bunch of shit they developed that they... They'd like toss away ultimately because it's not like it could work amazingly, but it's aesthetically so ugly that they can't give it the green light.
I can't wait to see that kind of stuff, because there were some peripherals that they did release in the market that were like, what the hell are they thinking? Like, there's this bizarre Sidewinder Orbi thing that, like, involves, like, twisting, and, like, it looks like a weird, like, Rubik's Cube kind of action with, like, triggers and shit. I'm like, I don't know what the hell that was. It was for first-person shooters. That's right. It was, like, late 90s. I'm like, if that made it out to market, what the hell did they end up rejecting? Like, all right, here's a thing that you'll use your nose to, like, fly airplanes with. Things like...
Well, that type of shit does kind of exist.
Just go
to GDC and you'll see weird fucking shit like that. But
I didn't go see the weird mind control thing. Did anyone of you guys see that GDC?
Yeah, and it seems to work kind of. So, but yeah, I mean, they use like a 3D printer, like those WoW figurines. So they'll like sketch out a concept of a mouse, and then all of a sudden it'll just print in 3D. And you can cop a feel on it. I told him they should design a mouse that feels like my girlfriend's hand. So when I'm playing games, I'm like holding her hand, and I'm never alone.
Wow.
Not that I have a girlfriend, for obvious reasons.
Hey, wait, hold on, though. Wait, let's back up for a second. What about your misadventures at EB? Has there been any more?
No, I'm still talking to that person.
Yeah?
But there hasn't really been much to report other than that.
And you obviously have not raised up the whole mouse hand issue, right? Because I'm still thinking about that, going, wow.
No, and by no means would I call that girlfriend, you know. So
just wanted an update.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of people that do.
Curious.
People want to.
Yeah, fucking board posters ruined my desire to continue to talk about it, though.
I know.
The second someone figured out where this person was located, they're like...
Did they figure it out?
Yeah. And
they were all like...
And then someone's like, I'm going there tonight. And the other board posters were like, take a picture and post it on the forum.
Did they?
No.
No. Thankfully, you know, their other friends have actually had the reason to talk them out of doing that stalkerish fun.
That would have ruined my life for a little bit. So...
Wow.
Internet, all I did is just encourage them to do it even
crazy
more.
Crazy internet people will do that, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Games.
I've only been playing, the same old shit Company Heroes, but I've also been playing some instant action. But I don't want to talk too much about that because Rory Mannion has a feature coming out about it soon.
Oh.
And I don't want to steal his fire talking about all of our misadventures and that.
What army do you play as in Company of Heroes?
I play as a Brits, but I can no longer play that because I played a 2v2, me and Duncan versus Sean and Rory the other day, and we beat them really bad. And it wasn't because of like any misplaying on Sean and Rory's part. It's just because like Brits are kind of broken, so I felt bad. Like I actually didn't even enjoy winning. Like I normally I'd be like, "Fuck, I beat Sean and Rory," but after that, I was just like, I feel like a scumbag. So
dang.
I got to learn to play a different army now.
Well, it's not like you can just walk in and win by knowing nothing.
I mean, I haven't played Brits well. Is there a particular tree of theirs that makes them like obscenely unfair now? Or
no, it's just their ability to build emplacements everywhere. Like I know a crutch of their army, but they're just too cheap or something. It's just like
okay.
I don't know. You'd have to see the replay. So, but yeah, you know, instant action. Everyone should go check it out. It's free. So.
And we will apparently be having some awesome coverage of it up on 1UP in the near future.
Rory's a good writer. So
go to 1UP.com.
Indeed.
And click on our features.
As well as our reviews.
Help.
And our reviews, yes.
Help pay for our cereal.
I haven't been playing many PC games lately outside of WoW.
I straight up reinstalled Diablo 2.
Yeah.
I found my old CDs. Like, oh man, the box I found was like a weird treasure trove of like old ass games and shit. Like I got like all these crazy like Monkey Islands and old Bethesda things. I got a whole bunch of like unmarked like discs that have like weird EA crap written all over them. And
just put them in the drive, see what's on it.
I know, that's what I need to do. Like I got like a weird like not the old alpha build. I straight up lost that a long time ago, but I did have like a alpha build of Half-Life at some point where like. there's like it was a demo that just showed off the different systems. One of them was like an animation system where they said, look, here's a robot dancing.
Of the original Half-Life?
Yeah. It was like, it was actually, I'm so pissed off that I lost that particular disc because it was like the most awesome disc because like the barring looked completely different back then. And it was just a tech demo that they wanted to show the publishers and say like, hey, we're Valve. We have this like technology. Like, look, we have colored lighting. That light is green. That light is red. It's not just white and dark. It's multiple colors. Like one room, all this is colored lighting. One room, all this is like flapping wings and just like a whole bunch of bats flying around.
See, that was back before Valve was huge. Nowadays, like I was looking at their store today, and like it doesn't matter how much the shit they put up on their cost, people buy it.
Yep.
Like the $100 like lithographs that are signed by an artist, they're like sold out in like less than a day. It's insane.
There was a point when you know how they have those like plush companion cubes?
Yeah.
There was a point when they ran out of those and they were going on eBay for like some obscene amount of money.
I know.
Because you couldn't buy them.
I just don't understand. I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Back then, and like way back in like, you know, late 90s, so they had like be like little snickles. It was like, oh, I got this really cool product. Like, look, this robot dances. Look at this animation system. It like moves his legs to the beat.
I got
it. It was hot back then.
Yeah, the first time I ever saw Half-Life on an old ass gateway, it was pretty intense. Okay. We didn't even know that, like, that was like the first person shooter that I'd ever played, I think, that I was like, whoa, I have to use a keyboard and a mouse. Not just, like, the keyboard.
That's true. That was like the first one, like, let's try this crazy combination that involves the WASD keys.
Yeah, that fucked me up, too. I just went to do, like, that mangled thing where your hand's, like, far too close on the arrow keys. Yeah.
So you've been playing Diablo 2?
Yeah.
Did you know, like, well, this might be old news, but I just learned about it last night, actually, but the latest patches to all of Blizzard's games removes the CD checks.
Yeah.
Finally.
And also that
is awesome.
Your CD keys, when you put them into your Blizzard store account, they make the game available for download wherever you are because the keys tie to your name forever.
Really?
So if my Diablo discs get destroyed by a nuclear accident, I can download Diablo 2 wherever I want as long as I remember the password to my account.
I need to do that because I have Warcraft 3,
so I read,
but I broke the CD.
Yeah,
nice. That's the case.
So now, exactly. You put it in a case and you have the option to download it now. So I registered Warcraft 3, Frozen Throne, Diablo 2, Diablo Expansion, but I couldn't put in StarCraft because I had a CD, but the damn CD key was in the manual at the time. It was before they put them on the jewel cases. So I'm like,
you don't have a key?
Yeah. So I'm like, I got my StarCraft. I'm like, where the fuck is a key? And I looked inside. I'm like, and I look online. Someone's like, yeah, they're in the manual. I'm like, God,
do you know where your manual is?
No, because
how do people not know where this stuff is? How is it not in a box?
Well, because
I threw the box away because I'm just like, I don't need a box.
The boxes are fucking huge,
the
man.
The only box I bothered keeping is maybe the Data Tentacle one because that's such an unusual shape. And
trapezoid.
I think Gabriel Knight had the odd looking box. Prince of Persia, one of the original Prince of Persia had a pretty... I might have kept the Archie boxes, but otherwise I'm just like, box, no.
Yeah, where do you keep it all? It's like a...
On shelves.
Man cave.
In my room.
Man cave.
Yeah. I have junk pretty much all over my house. Oh, the whole place is filled with my games and my books and junk. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, mine is too, but I guess I don't know.
I have just like stacks of PC games on the shelf.
I couldn't handle that.
I'm a weird pack rat. Like, I keep all the boxes, all the manuals, everything.
I'm not that crazy pack rat, but I do. I have a crazy box of like old ass PC games. Like, I have no idea these will even.
I have a tub in my closet full of broken down NES and Super NES and Game Boy game boxes for all the games
closet
that I've
tub.
Owned since I you know, owned those systems.
I mean, like, I remember there was some point in my teenage years where I had to convince myself that it was finally okay to like throw away all the cards that all my figures came on. You know what I'm saying? like all of my G.I. Joes. I had like their bio card. And I was like,
that tells you like which ninja clans
that was
Snake
important
was
when you
of.
Were like 8 years old, you know?
Right. Well, it was important to me when I was like 17 too. But I was like,
it tells you all about how Shipwreck grew up in Louisiana.
Wow.
Are you being serious about that?
Actually, I actually just made it up. I wouldn't be surprised if I actually turned out to be right. God, I'd be so sad if I realized. I'm gonna Google that right now after this.
So can you add your Warcraft 2 Battle.net edition CD key?
Not that I think the digital key downloads only support for StarCraft D2 and its expansion, StarCraft expansion, and War 3. And no. WoW, of course, but that's...
Not Diablo 1?
I don't think so.
What?
Man, have you ever seen how much a Diablo battle chest is? It's still $40 to this
day. Oh, really?
How ridiculous is that? Wow.
Because it's like anime.
People are buying them now. The Diablo 3's been.
That's the thing. Yeah. Also, they just a new service just started where they're like I guess like Diablo 2 demo downloads have gone up significantly since the announcement of Diablo 3.
Yeah, I'll bet.
The price mark is one of the bear, man. That's why friggin' anime costs like $90 for three episodes. Why? Because people are willing to pay $90 for three episodes, dumbasses.
Who else can just release like the same games and have people go fucking nuts for it besides like Nintendo and Blizzard? People go insane for their shit.
Oh, what? Just re-releases like
Diablo 1,
best
2,
of
3.
And all that.
Yeah, not only that, just collecting war chests. Yeah,
and Valve.
Valve probably could do it.
That's true.
Maybe Rockstar. Their GTA trilogies and stuff usually do.
Yeah,
well.
I found my copy like director's cut of GTA like 1.
What?
It includes the London adventure, according to the back of the jewel case.
Sweet.
I do not believe Grand Theft Auto started before 3. I'm pretty sure that was the first Grand Theft Auto game.
I don't know. I've played the old ones. Wow. They were weird. That's all I remember about them.
They tried to do an old-style one for the GBA at one point.
Yeah, I just remembered how apparently someone said... I need to verify, but someone said that around the time GTA 1 came out, that they changed language so like... Pussy became the word like donut or something like that. So it was replaced by the word donut. So they'll be guys all like, good job, complete mission. Got a line of fresh donuts waiting for you at home. It's like, well, what the hell is this guy? You pig? And you realize, oh, they meant something else different. But like, the console manufacturer at the time like made every, like, this is the word pussy be replaced with the word donut.
Sweet.
Wow.
So it's like, yeah, we got a line of fresh donuts waiting for you at home, buddy.
I'm going to remember that from now on. Because don't be a pussy is one of the common tell people in Company Heroes.
Don't be a donut.
So now I'm going to say, don't be a donut.
Did you guys ever see the edited down version of Mallrats that aired on ABC?
No.
No.
God, there were a lot of things like that where it's just like, wait, they just replaced this word with this other word that like makes nothing make sense in this movie.
Shit like that or like...
It's very entertaining in its own way.
Like there's a lot of shit that shouldn't be put on normal TV for
Yippee-ki-yay, mother lover.
Or even never mind, I was about to incriminate myself.
Uh-oh.
I was going to say not even like things like I've heard Dragon Ball Z is like totally different in Japan than it is in America. Like there's blood and shit.
Yeah.
I'm glad Sean isn't here. So.
Hey, you're a go-to Dragon Ball Z reviewer.
I've reviewed one Dragon Ball game.
That makes
you
now our go-to Dragon Ball Z reviewer.
I've also reviewed one Naruto game.
Well, that's because there haven't been more out yet recently.
Well,
should wait till the next one.
God.
We'll see how high we can get that number. It'll be like a fun activity.
Just give him to Andrew Fitch, man. He's going to Anime Expo.
The hell?
So. He knows his Bonnie Pink.
Yeah, he does.
Whoa.
Ryan knows Bonnie Pink too.
Apparently.
Oh, shit.
What up? Do we have anything else?
I don't even know.
No, I don't know.
Are we spent?
Yeah. I guess it'll be a short one for this week.
People are going to hear this podcast and they're going to be like,
WTF.
No, people are going to hear this podcast and besides the people that stopped listening as soon as you said Jeff and Sean gone. There will be the people that will be like, but Ryan's introducing the show. Shit, it is a Ryan podcast. That's how we're going to have to write the description.
Dude, that's right. There will be people that will be so happy that you've like actually said more than what the hell.
It's the Ryan special.
Which you haven't even uttered yet.
What the hell? Well,
it's the Ryan special.
Those people, I don't know about those
Ryan,
people.
The Ryanosity has increased.
Yes.
That's not a good... That's never a good thing. All right. Well, guess we're all done for this week.
Yep.
We will be back
next week.
Hopefully next week with 100% more Sean Elliott.
Yeah. I think there's something maybe planned to go along with a normal podcast next week.
Uh-oh.
More merchants.
I don't really know. I just heard Sean mentioning something. I don't want to get anyone hyped. Just saying. It should be.
Yeah, don't get hyped.
It should be a different podcast next week. So,
make sure your
and then the week after
and
that,
expectations are at a minimum.
The week after that, Jeff Green's back.
The week after that, I believe it's E3.
Oh, so there will be a bunch of GFWs coming at you.
So. Yeah, we have multiple GFW recordings, and I guess all the other podcasts for
Crikey.
The Electronics Entertainment Expo later this month. So,
all right,
look forward to that, and yeah, we'll see you next week.
See yas.